USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Elsa has moved over Florida Straits early Tuesday after unleashing heavy rains on Cuba Monday. The storm was packing maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. The U.S. military vacated Bagram Air Base on Friday after 20 years of fighting terrorists in the Afghan War. Afghan military officials reportedly said U.S. forces left in the dead of the night without notifying them. Afghan looters got there first and started stealing anything not nailed down. The base is now under Afghan government control. It was reported Monday Jennifer Dowker, a charter boat captain, recently discovered a 95-year-old bottle containing a note at the bottom of the Sheboygan River. The note, dated November 1926, read, "Will the person who finds this bottle return this paper to George Morrow, Sheboygan, Michigan?" George Morrow's daughter, Michelle, came forward and said that was so like her dad, who must have written it when he was 17 or 18. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get an update on the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Dan Naraki reports.
During remarks at an Independence Day celebration, President Biden said that the coronavirus no longer controlled the lives of Americans. But some health experts say they're still worried about a combination of the more transmissible Delta variant of the virus and pockets of the country that have low vaccination rates. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine and tells CNN that while progress is being made, there are still areas of the nation being hard hit by the virus.
Well, it's certainly true. Well, for some segments of the country, maybe most segments of the country, but we now have these areas that have ongoing outbreaks and are extremely vulnerable, and they're areas where two things are going on. One, where vaccination rates are low, and the Delta variant occupies a significant percentage of the virus isolates. So, for instance, in Missouri, 53% of the virus isolates are the Delta variant. Low vaccination rates, guess what? People are now going into intensive care units in southern Missouri.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Let's get an update on the Surfside, Florida partial tower collapse last month. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The death toll of the collapse of a Florida condominium tower now stands at 28 after search and rescue teams pulled more victims from the rubble of the 12-story structure. Another 117 remain unaccounted for. Search efforts were periodically paused on Monday as the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa brought rain and lightning to the area. At a news conference Monday evening, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava praised the rescue crews, saying they've pushed ahead through many difficulties.
For 12 days, fire, smoke, and now wind and torrential rain. They are continuing the mission and the search of the collapse area. They've worked under this great difficulty, and they have pulled shifts to rotate because that's how much they want to be out there searching. The first responders are the most frustrated by any delays we have experienced. Truly, they live to save lives.
The Montreal Canadiens avoided a sweep of the Stanley Cup Finals Monday night as they defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime in Game 4, thanks to Josh Anderson's game winner. Filmmaker Richard Donner, who directed 1978 Superman and mastered the Lethal Weapon franchise, has died in Los Angeles, California, Monday. He was 91. Steven Spielberg said being in his circle was akin to hanging out with your favorite coach, smartest professor, fiercest motivator, most endearing friend, and staunchest ally. I'm Lance Pry. USA Radio News.